Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen all across the globe, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We're so excited about you being with us today, ladies and gentlemen. Our focus is the word of the Lord and prayer, ladies and gentlemen. You better give God another round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Give him a hand clap of praise before we get started. You better praise God right now. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus and the precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for those joining us all across the globe and those listening later on. Again, just can't praise them enough, y'all. Just give them another praise. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop. And if you have a prayer request, we're going to open up the lines later on. Just hit star one on your phone if you have a comment or a question or even a prayer, of course, specifically a prayer that we can share with you tonight and pray over with you as well. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. 347-843-4559. At least tweet out 10 people right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I am convinced, I'm sure you are as well, everybody needs prayer. And matter of fact, you just turn the news on, right? And you'll understand everybody needs prayer. Amen. Praise God. Hey, also, too, our scripture for tonight, ladies and gentlemen, part of our scripture for tonight, I want to encourage everybody to read the entire chapter of Romans 8. We're reading for you Romans 8, 24 through 28 in a few seconds here. So we thank God for his word. Thank God for you. Thank God for your families. And we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw joining us and giving their time tonight as well. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, go to the word. Romans 8, 24 through 28, ladies and gentlemen. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? Amen. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Amen. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, right? For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind, is the mind of the Spirit. Amen. Because he maketh intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. Amen. And verse 28 says, and we know that all things, amen, y'all better give God some praise, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Amen. What a powerful, powerful word, ladies and gentlemen. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Romans 8, and let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his wonderful and marvelous word that will never go away. Amen. The word of God will always be relevant, ladies and gentlemen. Praise God. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. And at this time, ladies and gentlemen, if you would put your hands together in your spirit for the man of God, Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We praise your name. We glorify you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you most of all for your word, because so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father God, we come before you tonight. We come with God. We repent of our sins. We repent of all our shortcomings, God, because your word says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked way, then you would hear from heaven, you would forgive our sin, and you would heal our land. Father, we thank you, Lord, because we need you tonight. We need you as never before. We need your direction, God, and we ask you to keep our minds in perfect peace, oh God. And we thank you right now because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We pray for those that are sick tonight. We pray for those that have been contacted by the COVID-19. We pray, God, for their healing, because you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. Chest our people only, but with your stripes, we are healed. We thank you tonight, God, as you continue to heal those that are sick. We thank you tonight, God, as you continue to raise those off the sick bed. We thank you tonight, God, that your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father God, we pray for our nation tonight, God. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you watch over us, you protect us from all evil and all danger. Lord, we pray for tonight, Lord, that you bring unity in the body of Christ. We pray tonight, God, that we will seek your face and never fall. And God, that we will prepare ourselves for the getting up out of this place and going into a place of eternity, God, that we can be with you. Father, we pray that you keep our minds and you purify us. You create in us a clean heart. Renew in us the right spirit, oh God. We pray for those that have lost loved ones during this season and during this time of life, God. We pray that you will strengthen that mother tonight, God. We pray that you will strengthen them and encourage their heart. That brother, that sister, that cousin, that nephew, that uncle, that aunt, that mother, that child, that son, that daughter, Father. We pray, God, that you will comfort those hearts tonight. We pray, God, that you will strengthen them in the name of Jesus and let them know that, God, that you never fail. You never lost the case, Lord. Lord, you still have the same power to deliver, Father. We give you glory and honor. We magnify your name tonight and we lift your name up. And God, we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and pull it in captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the body of Christ tonight. We pray, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that your angels encamp about us, Father. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that we will keep our minds stayed on you. We pray tonight, O Heavenly Father, that you will direct our path. God, we thank you for your word because you said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. As you continue to order our steps, oh God, keep our minds. God, we pray for our president, God. We pray, oh God, for the Senate. We pray for the governors. We pray for the mayor. We pray for our city council. We pray for those that's in this leadership everywhere. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, that you would direct your people. God, that you would keep our minds. And Father, we thank you, God. Even God, we pray tonight, God, that you will move in a mighty way. And Father, we ask you to look on us, God, and keep us in perfect peace. Father, we pray tonight that you will look on this country, God, look on America, God, look on this, God, this world that we live in, God, look on the people, God. You know the state of the mind of the people, but God, we cast all our cares on you because we know that you care for us. We know that now to him who's able to seek to do abundant above all that we can even think or ask. We thank you tonight, God, that the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Father, we pray tonight, God, for the prayer warrior. We pray, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would keep our minds. Father God, God, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, in of a sound mind. We thank you tonight, God, as you bless the body of Christ. You bless the body of Christ. You bless the people of God. Oh God, bring unity in the body of Christ as never before, that we will seek your faith for your word. We will seek your faith, God, that you will lead us in this hour, in this time, in 2021, the God, that you will get the glory out of our lives, God, that you will get the glory out of everything we do. We thank you tonight, Almighty God. And we forever give you praise. And God, we know that you're the only one can bring about peace. You're the only one that's able to direct and change the heart of the minds of the wicked one. Father, we put everything into your hand. We trust you, Almighty God. And we know that you, God, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And God, in the name of Jesus, we know that we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think and ask tonight. We pray tonight, God, for that man that don't have food tonight. We pray for that family that don't have food tonight. We pray for that family that don't have a place that they can call home tonight. Father, we pray, God, that you would open that door, God. You would make a way, that you would provide. And Father, we thank you, God, that you would bless them with jobs, God. Those that have lost jobs, and those that have lost homes, those that have lost all that they've had. Father, we pray for your
your miraculous miracles that would take place in their lives. We thank you right now that they will find favor, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray tonight to God that we will get closer to you than we ever before. God, we will be like David. Thy word that we hear in our heart, that we may not sin against God. God, create in us a clean heart. Renew in us the right spirit, O God. God, purify us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. We pray for that man, that woman, that child that's in prison tonight. We pray, God, that you would direct their lives, that you would make a way out of no way, that you would go, God, move on their behalf. Father, we thank you as you pray for their families, God. We pray for their loved ones, that husband, that wife, that child, that mother, that son, that daughter. We pray, God, that you will move on their behalf tonight. Father God, we give you glory. We call it so, God. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for your many miracles. We thank you, God, as you're working all things, Father, good for those that love the Lord, the one that are called according to your purpose. We pray tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would keep us in perfect peace. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, Almighty God. We pray for that family tonight. We pray for that child tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will come home, that they will call their mother, they will call their father, Father God, and let them know that they love them, God, and let them know, God, they're still all as well in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for families, God, that you will reunite families in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will reunite the body of Christ, God, that you will give us love one for another, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, during this season, during this time, that we will reach out, God, we will reach out, God, and we will pray for one another, God, and we thank you, God, for what you're doing, even now, as you can do, God, just show yourself strong in this season, in this time, God, that we know that you're still God, you never lost the case, you never lost the battle, you still got the same healing power. You still have the same delivering power. You still have the same saving power. You still have the same keeping power. We thank you for it tonight, God. We walk by faith and not by sight. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. God, we trust you tonight and we know that you're going to work all things out, Father, good. We pray tonight for our country. We pray for America. We pray for other countries. We pray, God, that you will continue to move by your spirit, God, send revival. God, open our eyes that we may see. Open our heart that we may receive. Oh, God, let us be prepared for your return. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, keep us, God, keep our minds. Whatever it's for, Droko no sea. Keep our minds, God. Bless our children, oh, God. Protect our families, oh, God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God, as you continue to do great and marvelous things. We thank you tonight for this day, God. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for all the miracles that you're doing in our lives. We thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that your blood prevail forever. And Father God, that you're the only one can bring peace in the earth, Lord. We know that you're the only one can bring peace in the earth, God. But God, we pray, oh, Sakalalabeko, that we will keep you first in our life. We pray, God, that we will come back to the right place in you, oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, we pray tonight for our world. We pray for our nation. We pray, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you will strengthen those that are going that are lost, feel like all hope is gone. We pray, God, that you will strengthen them, keep them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Work out miracles in their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, look on that man that may try to commit suicide, that woman about to commit suicide. We pray, God, and let them know that they have a reason to live. They have a hope, God, that they can hold on to, God, and we thank you, God. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We praise you for what you're doing even in this hour, in this season. Lord, prepare us for the things ahead. Prepare us. Let us be ready. Open our eyes that we'll be able to see the things that is happening around us. And that it will draw you close. Let us draw you close to you, God, as never before. Let us come closer to you, Almighty God. Let us fall in love with you as never before, God. We know that you are our source. You are the resource. source. You are a personal help. You are a comforter. You are a mind regulator. You are a heart fixer. We pray tonight for families. We pray for one another in the mighty name of Jesus, as you can do the great and marvelous things. We give you glory and all honor shall be thine forever. We thank you for the miracles that you're going to perform today. We thank you for the miracles you're going to perform on the on the families, God. We pray, God, that you will bless them in a mighty way. We pray for that child that's in school, God. We pray for protecting our children, God, in the school, God. We pray for protecting the children that's at home, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for that families, God. We pray for that mother, that single parent, God, as they raise their families, as they raise their children. Father God, be with them and strengthen them. And Father, we thank you tonight for all that you've done and for the things you're going to do. And you'll get all the glory and all the honor. Trusting you do. And God, if you brought us this far, you would take us all the way. And we'll forever give you glory. But prepare us for the days ahead, God, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop just prayed, ladies and gentlemen, for your family, for yourself, for your wife, for your husband, for your children, for your grandchildren, for your great-grandchildren, for mama and daddy and uncles and aunts. Ladies and gentlemen, we pray for situations all across the globe, and we thank God for that powerful, powerful prayer, ladies and gentlemen. And we know, without a doubt, it may be a new year, but prayer never changes, ladies and gentlemen. Prayer is always needed. So thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful prayer for our nation and for around the globe. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a prayer request, we are sensitive to that as well. Just hit *1 on your phone. I'll put you in queue. *1 if you do have a prayer request, and we'll be glad to take that. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we always love to hear from Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Doc, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank God. And praise God for Bishop for that powerful prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. And those that are listening tonight, we want to certainly praise the Lord in this year of 2021. We want to make our hearts ready, praise the Lord, for being prepared to meet our Savior. We know that we're living in the end times, and we want to continue to pray for our nation. But my heart goes out, praise God, for our young people and those that are out there that in the streets. We want to pray that the protective hand of the Lord will be upon their lives. And most of all, we want to pray against the spirit of violence and chaos in the earth. Praise God. I encourage all of us to continue to seek the face of God. But we know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Well, we see the things that have happened most recently there in our capital. Praise God, we must be watchful. I can't encourage us enough to be very, very watchful. The Bible teaches us to watch and pray. So I sense very strongly in this season, particularly in 2021, that we need to open our eyes in the spirit realm. Praise God, this is not a time to be asleep. Praise God, the scripture says that wake thou that sleepeth. It's time that we will open our eyes, praise God, and be very wise. Take time to pay attention to the times that we're in, praise God. Be very, very watchful, praise God. When you're out there and the Holy Spirit, praise God, tell you to go left, you need to go left, praise God. We just need to get in a place with God that we're sensitive to the voice of God, that we'll be more sensitive to the voice of God. For we know, praise God, that the enemy and all of his tactics have been released upon the earth. But we want to pray that the hand of God, the angels of the Lord, will protect us, protect our families. Praise God, that we would be covered by the blood of Jesus. And no harm shall come to our dwelling. No plague shall come to our dwelling. The Lord Jesus is going to protect us, praise God. Amen. We need to continue to seek the Lord concerning the protected hand of the Lord upon our lives, upon our children, praise the Lord. And that the blessings of the Lord will continue to flow, praise God. We're not going to be in lack. There will be no lack in the name of Jesus. Praise God. We speak increase, overflow, and more than enough in the name of Jesus. That the Lord courage in 2021, praise God, and let this be a year. I can't say it enough. Let this be a year that you take your prayer life to another level. Take your prayer life to another level and ask God for the spirit of discernment. This is a season that we need to walk in wisdom. We must walk in wisdom. With all of the chaos that's going on, with COVID-19 that's still running rapid, but in the name of Jesus, we're going to walk in wisdom. We're going to do those things we know we need to do. We're going to pay attention, put your mask on, wash your hands, praise the Lord, all of those things. And we're going to seek the Lord concerning, praise God, those things, the purpose of God for our lives in this season. So I encourage you to take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. I can't say it enough. Take care of yourself. Keep those vitamins in your body. Take that vitamin D, the vitamin C, praise God, to get you some zinc periodically. And always, praise God, consult with your physician to make sure that these things are okay in alignment with any medicines you may already be taking. So know that this is not to prescribe or diagnose, but to encourage you to do those things that it has been proven to help build your immune system. So I can't say it enough. Build your immune system. Be watchful, be prayerful, and take your prayer life to another level. God bless you, and back to you, Elder Kevin.
Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife, for giving some powerful words of wisdom, ladies and gentlemen. And one thing she said, ladies and gentlemen, we got to take it to another level. Our prayer life got to be taken to another level. And not only that, ladies and gentlemen, we got to encourage our family. I would say call everybody in your family, ladies and gentlemen, find out where they're at in their prayer life and encourage them through the Spirit of God to up their prayer life as well in Jesus' mighty name. Very, very important, ladies and gentlemen, we share with our family members and encourage them to have that closer walk with Jesus. What a powerful song. Amen. Praise God. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time 2021 with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, back to you. Thank you so much, sir.
As we continue to pray for one another, continue to pray for our nation, as we continue to seek the face of God, that we get in the right standard with God and stay with the right standard and prepare ourselves for the return of the Lord. Prepare ourselves to be ready when Jesus calls us, that we'll be ready to see his face and we'll be able to see him in peace. But while we're here, let us occupy until he comes. Let us be about our Father's business. Let us continue to pray for one another and encourage one another and hold fast in the word of God. Don't give up. Do not quit. Do not stop. But keep pushing forward. Keep pressing forward. Like Paul said, I press toward the mark. The prize of high calling the card. Even like Jesus, I press toward the mark. I got to keep going. I got to keep going. No matter what you face in this life, keep moving forward. And know that God is working all things for your good. We are praying for you. We are praying for your family. We continue to pray for you and your loved ones. And know that God is going to bless you in this season as we hold fast to the promises of God, because God is not through with you yet. God bless you tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much for this powerful time with Prayer Time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on the network. Thank you so much for those listening all across the globe, even live right now or even later on. Thank you so much for everything. You know, ladies and gentlemen, the only thing I can think of tonight, I was trying to find a good song tonight, but the only one I came up with tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Hezekiah Walker. All I'm going to say, ladies and gentlemen, we got to be sold out. So take care. Hey, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We want you to be sold out to the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Do it in prayer. Do it in fasting and everything that was said tonight. We just thank God for being who he is. Thank God for his son and precious Holy Spirit, ladies and gentlemen. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We got to be sold out in order to get through all of this in Jesus' name. God bless you. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you. We'll see you later. Bye-bye. Have a good evening and the rest of the weekend. Bye-bye now.
Come on, tell your neighbor, I'm sold out.
Come on, get happy when it's sold out.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen. We are sold out to Jesus, our Lord and Savior, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw, and we thank God for you joining us tonight. Thank you so much. As Elder Kevin Vaughn with you. Let's get a Lord a hand clap of praise before we let you go. Have a great evening and the rest of the weekend. Take care.